主耶稣的圣名哈，跟弟兄姐妹问安。
So in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we wish everybody well.
按照我们教会读经进度哈，这个礼拜应该是我们以赛亚书的四十章到第四十七章吧。
So according to our Bible reading schedule, we should be reading Book of Isaiah chapter 40 to 47 this week.
在两周之前哈，也用这个主题呢，跟弟兄姐妹一起来学习以赛亚书的部分。
So 2 weeks ago, I have also shared this topic with you all.
那么以赛亚书呢，我们把它总归四个字，中文四个字哈，也就是神的救赎。
And if we were to summarize the book of Isaiah, we would summarize it as the Lord's redemption.
那上次跟大家有稍微把它拆开来看，也就是说以赛亚书的第一章到第三十九章讲的就是神的审判。
So last time when we talked about Isaiah chapter 1 to chapter 39, we were talking about God's judgment.
好，然后从审判之后，从40章到66章呢，就是神的安慰跟救赎。
So from chapter 40 to chapter 66, the book of Isaiah talks about God's comfort and God's peace.
好，所以在以赛亚书整本书来看，其实就是神的救恩计划。
So if you were to look at the book of Isaiah as a whole, you can see the entire salvation plan of God.
那这个救恩计划哈，不是只有给以色列民用。
And the salvation plan is not only for the Israelites.
啊，这个救恩计划也是给今天的你跟我来用。
But this plan is also for you and me today to use.
所以当中以赛亚先知，神界的以赛亚先知所讲出来的警告跟预言，也是讲给我们来听的。
So the same warnings and prophecies that spoken by Prophet Isaiah is also for us today.
好，那今天呢，我们就从第四十章以后开始看起。
So today we'll start studying from chapter 40 onwards.
啊，也就是神的这个安慰啦。
Which is talking about the comfort of God.
哦，以色列民犯罪哈，神赦免他们。
So whenever the Israelites sin, God forgives them.
那神也计划了救赎的计划，要把以色列民救回来。
And God also had a plan to bring the Israelites back.
今天我们在未信主之前，其实也是个罪人，也是没有希望的以色列人是一样的。
All of us today, before we believed in Jesus, we were all like the Israelites before, hopeless.
那今天呢，神也用他的救恩计划将我们赎回来。
But today, God is also using His salvation plan to bring us back.
所以，当我们看以赛亚书这一段的时候，我们必须要看重了哈，真的是很重视这个救恩呐。
So when we read the book of Isaiah, we have to emphasize the importance of this salvation.
然后，并且把握神的应许啊。
And also hold on to this promise of God.
那我们先从这个三十九章来看哈。
So let us start reading from Isaiah chapter 39.
三十九章
chapter 39.
以赛亚书第三十九章哈。
Isaiah chapter 39.
事实上，第三十九章呢，跟大家稍微简述一下就好了。这个时候刚好，这个时候正是啊，犹大王哈，犹大国的国王西西家的时代。
So to do a quick summary, in chapter 39, this is when King Hezekiah was ruling.
对，西西家大家大概有一些印象，就是跟神祷告，后来又多活了十五年的那个国王。
And I'm sure we're all very familiar with King Hezekiah. He is the one who prayed to God for extra time to live and got 15 more years.
对，在他执政的时候呢，他做神眼中看为正的事情。
And during a lot of his reign, he did what was right in the eyes of God.
好，所以说三十九章开始也就带出了未来的第四十章到第六十六章。
So chapter 39 is the start of the story for chapter 40 to the end.
好，那让我们能够看到说以赛亚先知在那个时候借着神的指示呢，跟当时的以色列民所讲的话。
And we can see what Isaiah, through God, told the Israelites during that time.
好，这个时候正是西西家王执政的时候。
So during this time was the reign of King Hezekiah.
好，我们来看哈，我们就先看这个第一节。
And let us read verse 1.
那个时候，巴比伦王哈巴拉旦的儿子米罗达巴拉旦听见西西家的病而痊愈， 病而痊愈，就送书信和礼物给他了。这边看到说时间点就是西西家王的时间哈。
So we can see in this verse that it is the time of King Hezekiah.
好，西西家病好了，非常有名了，非常有名，因为他本来病的都快死了嘛哈。那神医治他之后，让他多活十五年。众所周知啊，包括旁边的巴比伦都知道了。
So Hezekiah was very famous in the region because he was sick to the point of death, but because God had recovered him, so everybody in the region knew.
啊，巴比伦王来喽，就见西西家很开心呐、啊，吼、哦，欢见他这个巴比伦王的使者说，来我西西家的这个国里面哦，我给你看所有的金银财库啊。
So during that time, the king of Babylon sent letters and presents to Hezekiah.
好来哦，你看我们第二节
，and verse 2，
最后面哈，西家没有一样不给他们看的。
So in verse 2, we see that Hezekiah was pleased and he showed them the house of the treasures. And at the end, we see that there was not one thing that he didn't show them.
好，在这边我们看到西家王哈、哦、被神治好痊愈。多活十五年之后的第一件事情是，是展现他多少多有钱的一个国王哈。
And we can see here that after Hezekiah prayed to God for an extra 15 years to live, the first thing that he did was show off all the wealth that he had.
对，我们会觉得怪怪的。
And we would think this is kind of strange.
好，那我们看哈，那当然他展现完之后，这帮人，这个巴比伦人就回去了。
So after he showed the Babylonians everything, they all returned back to their kingdom.
所以三四节呢，以赛亚先知来了，问西西家说，哎，这个巴比伦国的人来这边做什么啊？
So in verse 3 and 4, Prophet Isaiah came to King Hezekiah and asked, what were the Babylonians doing here?
哎，西西家也很诚实跟这个以赛亚先生说，哎，我给他看我家所有的财物啊，整个国家的财物都给他看啊。
So King Hezekiah did not hold back and was very honest and told him, I just showed them all the wealth that I had, everything that I own.
好，第五节。
In verse 5.
好，以赛亚先知对西西家说，哦，说你要听万军之主的话，第六节，日子必到，凡你家里面所有的，并你列祖积蓄到如今的，都要被掳到巴比伦去，不留下一样。这是主说的，这非常很严肃的一句话哈。
So we can see here in these two verses that what Prophet Isaiah told King Hezekiah was very harsh words.
首先，这绝对是神讲的。
So first of all, the word spoken from Prophet Isaiah is from God.
对，神讲的一定会实现的。
And whatever God has said will come true.
所以以赛亚不是要吓唬西西家哦。
So Prophet Isaiah was not just saying this to scare King Hezekiah.
对，跟我们在教小孩不一样哦，说警察会来了，其实不会了哈，不是那个道理哦哈。
It's different from teaching children when you scare them saying that the police will come.
好。以赛亚说：“你的东西都会被巴比伦全部拿，被掳去哦 ，capture， 全部被带走。”
Prophet Isaiah said that all your belongings, everything that you own, will be captured by the Babylonians.
第七节，人呢？人怎么办？你本身所生的种子哈，其中必有被掳去，在巴比伦王宫当中做太监的。这个人要这样处理，财务要这样处理，讲得一清二楚。
So in verse 7, he also says that they shall take away some of your sons who will descend from you, whom you will beget.
我们可以看到这个时候，西西家呢正是最强盛的时候。
So during this time, it was probably when King Hezekiah was most victorious.
那这个时候呢，其实西西家王在这个时候，大家如果知道当时以色列民的历史，这个时候的亚述国哈，要来攻打犹大国。
And during this time, the Assyrians wanted to come attack the kingdom of Judah.
所以西西家想什么？西西家想说，我来拉近巴比伦国呢，这样子呢，我们就可以一起来对抗亚述。
So King Hezekiah had this idea that I will just get the Babylonians to help me so that we can defeat the Assyrians together.
对，这样子很好的一个计划。
And he thought that this was a great plan.
好，所以对西西家来讲说，为什么我们会觉得说，为什么西西家完刚刚生病完，神医治他，他要秀，他要展示他所有的财物，这是有道理的哈，有他的道理。
So now we can see the reason why King Hezekiah wanted to show the Babylonians all his wealth.
因为他要连接巴比伦人来反叛亚述国。
Because he wanted to be partners with the Babylonians so they can go against the Assyrians.
同样的时间也告诉巴比伦说, 我不是弱者哦,你看我有多少军队,多少财物,我也不是弱者哦。
And at the same time, King Hezekiah is trying to show the Babylonians that he is not poor and he is not weak.
所以他利用巴比伦呢,先去挡住亚述国。
So he used the Babylonians to stop the Assyrians.
然后自己犹大国可以慢慢再建立自己的强大势力啊。
And then he hoped that the kingdom of Judah would slowly build up its power.
那当时当时的巴比伦离犹大国还有一段距离就比较远啦。
The Babylonians were quite a distance away from the kingdom of Judah, unlike the Assyrians who were right beside.
所以巴比伦呢对我犹大国没啥威胁。So
he thought, oh, the Babylonians are no threat to the kingdom of Judah.
所以西西家拿了第二敌人来打击第一个敌人了。其实讲简单就是这样。So
in other words, King Hezekiah took their second enemy to defeat their first enemy.
这样看起来，就拿今天的话来看呢，其实这个西西家似乎是做对的政策，对的计划。So
if you were to look at it from today's standpoint, it looks like King Hezekiah made the right choice.
但是这整个他的所谓的好的计划里面没有看到神哦。But
in his entire plan, he did not include God.
我们应该说他甚至忘记神了。Or
in other words, he forgot about God.
他忘记神就是建立犹大国的那个神。
He forgot that God was the one who got the kingdom of Judah to rise up.
他已经忘记了那个神呢，就是救你西西家多活15年的神。
He forgot that God was the one who gave Hezekiah 15 more years.
他更忘记了以色列百姓就是神的选民的那件事情。
And he forgot that the Israelites were the people chosen by God.
也就是说，全部凭我西西家来巩固这个犹大国啊。
So instead, King Hezekiah wanted to use his own strength to run the kingdom.
所以最后历史的结论不是这样，绝对不是像他想的这么好。So
we know that the ending wasn't as what he thought.
对，我们说西西家判断错误吗？ 是的。
And did King Hezekiah make the wrong decision? Yes, he did.
因为最后巴比伦人不但杀了亚述，打了亚述之后。 还把就像刚才39章所看到的，把犹大国的所有人跟财物全部掳到巴比伦去啊。So
not only did the Babylonians defeat the Assyrians, but they also, like it was recorded, took away all that was in the kingdom of Judah as well as their people.
我们应该总结一个小小的结论，西西家王已经失去了敬畏神的心了。So
King Hezekiah already lost the heart to worship God.
我们有时候在别人的称赞啦、帮助之下，我们有时候会忘记神、依靠神的心哦。So
a lot of the times, under the applause and praise of others, we forget about God.
因为自己会觉得自己也是不错的。Because
we believe that we are pretty good ourselves.
我们就好像西西家一样，自己有自己的计划。And
we are like King Hezekiah, we have our own plans.
在我们的所有计划里面，却没有神的存在。But
in all our plans, there is no sign of God.
因为我们忘记了今天的我站在这边是因为神的关系。Because
we forget that today I stand here because of God.
今天的我能够进入真教会是因为神的怜悯。Today
I can enter a True Jesus Church because of God.
当我们一旦忘记了这是因为神的关系呢，我们就会失去敬畏神的心呢。And
when we forget all that God has done for us, then we lose this heart to worship God.
所以在这个时候的以赛亚先知赶快来告诉西西家。So
during this time, Prophet Isaiah quickly came and told King Hezekiah.
因为你的动作将会引起未来整个犹大国的灭国啊。
And warned him that your actions right now will cause the entire destruction of the kingdom of Judah.
所以对我们自己的信仰而言，我们也要提醒自己啊。
So for us today, this is a good reminder.
因为我们做的每一样决定，有可能都会引起一个灭国的动作啊。
Because any of our decisions may also cause a destruction of this kingdom.
一个家庭来讲，也许我们做的一个决定呢，会影响整个家庭的信仰啊。
For example, maybe one decision will ruin the entire faith of our family.
我们再扩大一点，来到整个教会，一个错误的决定将会影响整个教会啊。Maybe
one wrong decision can cause the faith of the church.
所以还是要回归到敬畏神的身上。
So we need to return to worshiping God.
好, 39章第八节。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 39, verse 8.
好，西西家对以赛亚说，听完这一段话，西西家对以赛亚说啊，你所说啊，主的话甚好啊，没有问题，是非常 good 的。这边说 spoken is good， 因为呢，在我年日中啊，必有太平跟稳固的情况。这里讲的，这里西西家其实回答的哈、哦，是更是让我们不可思议哈、哦。他告诉以赛亚说，你说的都是对的。
So if we read verse 8, we can see here that King Hezekiah's words may cause us all to be surprised because he told Isaiah and said, all the words that you have spoken are good and are true.
但是 in my days, 在我的日子里面呢，我看不到哎。
But then he proceeded to say that at least there will be peace and truth in my days.
好，在这句话当中哦，你会发现西西家其实已经不管未来信仰要怎么发展了。
So we can see here that King Hezekiah actually does not care about the future of the faith of the kingdom of Judah.
是不是敬畏神呢？跟我没有关系啊。
If they choose to stay and worship God, it's none of my business.
是的，你说的话都是真的。
King Hezekiah said, yes, all the words that you have spoken is good.
但是呢，被抓到巴比伦，被掳到巴比伦这个事啊，我看不到啊。
But being captured by Babylon, all our things, all our people, I won't be here for that.
你会看到一个人在一个国王失去了敬畏神的心之后呢，对神的事情就开始忽略了。
And we can see here when a king does not worship God anymore, all the things that he thinks about start not to involve God.
所以带到我们今天属灵的以色列百姓。
So for us as spiritual Israelites today,
我们不能够忽略神的话。
We cannot ignore the words of God.
是的，也许我们见不到神所预圣经里面所预言的结论。
So maybe we will not see the ending of what the Bible has recorded.
好，我们也常会说，是啦，我知道了，是好的，是好的 ，good word， 是好的。
And we often read the Bible and know and say that it's good and it's true.
但是今天我看不到啊。
But I can't see anything today.
所以我们可以看到西西家的信仰是什么？西西家的信仰立刻回到了我只看我的信仰就只有他的信仰就只有现在啊。
So King Hezekiah's faith was only focused on the present.
这种现在型的信仰哈，对西西家后来是有对整个犹大国有很大的灾难临到啊。
This decision of King Hezekiah was very bad for the kingdom of Judah.
因为他就不再警醒了。
Because he was no longer vigilant.
他也就不再重视神的话了。
And he no longer put any importance on the words of God.
他也不再重视在国中的信仰了。
And he did not care anymore about the faith of the people.
所以今天呢，我们也要提醒自己吼。
So today for us, we need to remind ourselves.
我们都会说主的话甚好。
We always say God's words are good.
但是我现在过得很太平，很稳固啊，没事啊。
But now I'm living life very comfortably. There's nothing wrong.
当我们一旦有这样想法的时候，我们的信仰就来到了只有信仰只有现在而已，没有未来的。
And when we begin to think this way, then our faith only focuses on the present and not the future.
对，只要我现在好就是好的，那我的信仰就是好的。这样的观念是有点偏差的哈。
We would think that if we are living good now, that means our faith is good, and that's all that matters.
这样的信仰观念啊，甚至会导致未来不好的结论呐。
But this type of thinking will cause bad things to happen in the future.
所以我们看当时的犹大国也是这样哈。
So the kingdom of Judah back then was like this.
好，来到第四十章，就是我们讲神的安慰了。
So let us continue to chapter 40, where it talks about God's comfort.
在我们跳进去之前呢，我们要先认知一点哈，我要知道一点。以赛亚先知哈跟西西家王讲这段话的时候，以赛亚其实也没有看到巴比伦来吃掉犹大国，他也没看到。
So actually, Prophet Isaiah, even after he told these words to King Hezekiah, Isaiah himself did not witness any of the things which he had said.
好，那什么时候发生？在以赛亚哈，在这段圣经里面呢，事实上是在以赛亚讲完这一段话之后的一百年后，才发生巴比伦帝国来吃掉犹大国。
So when did this prophecy get fulfilled? It actually happened 100 years after Isaiah prophesied.
所以以赛亚一样没有看到。
So Isaiah, he himself did not see this as well.
他借着神的话告诉当时的犹大国,
through God, he prophesied to then kingdom of Judah.
但是我们看从40章开始, 他的每一句话里面, 都, 你都可以看得到, 以赛亚先知是深信这个 prophecy, 这个预言, 会实现。
But we can see when we start reading from chapter 40 that in all of Isaiah's words, he truly believed that this will all come to pass.
那今天神借着圣经告诉我们很多未来要发生的事情。
So today, through the Bible, God has told us a lot what will happen in the future.
也都跟着我们今天的信仰态度有很大的关系。
And it has a lot to do with our attitude of faith today.
先知以赛亚绝对相信。
So Prophet Isaiah truly believed.
那今天的我们也必须相信。
So today for us, we must also truly believe.
因为神的 prophecy, 神的预言, 不会落空啊。
Because the prophecies of God will not fall short.
神是faithful, 神是信实的神, 祂的话不会落空, 我们一定要千万记住这件事, 哦。
So God is faithful, and all the words that He has spoken will come to pass.
所以这样让我们今天的信仰可以 Vigilant, 就是可以非常警醒。
So today in our faith, we must remain vigilant.
今天我们在圣经里面所看到的, 不论是预言方面或是已经发生的事情, 我们都要深切相信啊。
So when we are reading the Bible today, whether it is things that have already happened or things that are prophesied, we must believe them all.
对,我们不只是信这位,我们信的这位神大有能力可以医治我的疾病而已,不是只有这样子。
Our faith does not just stop at this God can heal all my sicknesses.
对,也不是只有信这位神呢,可以帮我安排很好的工作,很好的家庭而已,不是只有这样。
And our faith does not just stop at I believe that this God can give me a great job, a great family.
去从信仰了解、相信呢未来要发生的事情。
But instead, our faith should also focus on understanding what will happen in the future.
当我们一旦深信，像以赛亚先知讲，深信的话，我们自己今天的信仰态度就会随之改变了。
And if we are like Isaiah and truly believe the words of God, then today our attitude in faith will be very different.
好，我们所以看40章到第48章呢，我们把它归类一个小小的题目，叫做神的救赎。
So Isaiah chapter 40 to chapter 48, we can summarize it into the saving of God.
好，我们看46章。
Let us read Isaiah chapter 46.
我们先看第46章哦。
Isaiah chapter 46.
因为讲到神的救赎, 谁来救呢?
Because when you talk about the salvation of God, who will come save the people?
对,我们说神, 那这位神是什么神?
So we say God, but what type of God is our God?
好,我们看这位神是什么神? 我们今天要从以赛亚先知来写的以赛亚书来看就好。
So what type of God is our God? We can learn from the book of Isaiah.
你会看到说在以赛亚书里面第46章里面其实就已经讲到说我是唯一的神。
So in chapter 46 of Isaiah, we can already see it written that it says that I am the only God.
其实从40章到第48章这几个章节里面一直都讲说我是唯一的。
So from chapter 40 to chapter 48, there's a constant repeating of I am the only God.
我们刚才讲1到39章是神的审判。
So we mentioned that chapter 1 to chapter 39 is the judgment of God.
神是很严厉的,以公义的角度来看,神是严厉的。
So we know that God is very strict, he's very just.
神没有办法容许任何罪恶,
So God will not allow any sort of sin.
神是忌邪的神,
And God, He remembers everything as well.
他是 jealousy, huh?
He is a jealous God.
他没有办法接受任何一个他的选民呢去拜偶像。
He cannot accept the fact of any of His people going to worship idols.
所以我们知道神是非常严公义严格的。
So we know that God is very just.
所以从40章我们说神的安慰。
So from chapter 40, we talk about God's comfort.
神要告诉你说,我是严厉,但是同样时间,同一时间,我是很有爱心的神。
So from chapter 40, God wants to tell us that He is a very just God, but at the same time, He is a God filled with love.
也就是说,神的这一面是公义的,但是另外一面是怜悯的。
So on one side, God is just, but on the other side, God is filled with mercy.
神非常清楚以色列民，也就是清楚你跟我，在神的公义底下呢，我们站不住的。
So God knows that without the presence of God, we will not be able to stand.
好，也就是在神的面前呢，因为人的罪呢，根本站不起来。
And because of sin, we cannot stand in front of God.
而且会常常跌倒。
And because of sin, we will often fall.
而且是不停的反复，历史会反复的站起来又跌倒，站起来，这会反复发生啊。
And this cycle of repenting and falling again will always happen.
其实我们想想，现在我们自己的信仰，有时候也会掉进这样的一个 cycle 这样的一个循环里面。
And if we take a look at our faith today, we often fall into this type of cycle.
好，因为我们在神的面前呢，都是真的是很有许多亏欠的哈。
Because before God, we have many shortcomings.
啊，神了解
，but God understands.
所以神说，我就是那个要安慰你的神。
So God says that I am the God that will comfort you.
所以从四章开始，神也告诉以色列百姓说，你们之后会被抓，全部被掳，叫俘虏哈。这个掳去之后，我要把你们再救回来。
So God does tell the Israelites that you will be captured, but at the end, I will bring all of you back.
对，我是那个惩罚的神，但是也是救你们的神。
He wants them to know that he is the God who will punish them, but he is also the God who will save them.
那这个救赎的工作呢，比那个审判的工作呢更难完成。
And this process of saving them is a lot more difficult than the punishment.
好，你会看到哦，在这当中哦，跟大家分享一节，那节其实看起来看完之后，你会觉得心里很受，应该说很受安慰了哈。
And so I want to share a verse with you that will bring a lot of comfort to your heart.
来，我们看四十章。
Let us read chapter 40.
四十章的第十一节。
Chapter 40, verse 11.
其实好多节都是在讲同样的讯息，但我们把十一节拿出来跟大家一起来分享跟感受神的爱哈。
So there are many verses that are similar that can give us comfort, but I want to focus on verse 11.
来，十一节，他必像牧人牧养自己的羊群，用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那乳养的小羊啊。我们刚看到这边哈，你会看到说，在三十九章之后的第四十章呢，这么严厉的神立刻转了一个面。告诉以色列百姓说，我就是那个牧人啊，那个牧者啊。
And we can see from chapter 40, verse 11, that previously in chapter 39, we saw the just side of God, but immediately we can see God's comfort.
好，在这边哦，在这边哦，牧养、怀抱、再乳养这三个动作，我们从字面上其实很容易了解了哈。
And we see here there are three things. He will gather the lambs, he will carry them in his bosom, and he will gently lead them.
好，今天的你跟我就在十一节里面。
The people who are here, he is talking about is also you and me today.
今天我们被神拣选之后呢，我们就在这个羊圈里面。
And when we are chosen by God today, we are in this flock.
好，是的，我们都犯罪。
And for sure, we have all sinned.
我们都亏欠神。
And we have all shortcomings before God.
但是神用他的慈爱，用十一节的方式来牧养我们。
But God will use what he said in verse 11 to gently guide us.
不止牧养而已，我们看四十三章。
And not only that, but let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 43.
四十三章二十五节。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25.
四十三章第二十五节。
Chapter 43, verse 25.
唯有我为自己的缘故，除抹你的罪过，我也不纪念你的罪恶。
Verse 25 says, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins.
我们很仔细的读这一节，其实你会发现我们信的这位神，他对我们的爱真的是已经没有办法去衡量了，圣经讲没有办法去衡量了。
So after reading this verse, we can truly understand that God's love is unmeasurable.
好，神涂抹我们的罪过，涂抹我们的罪过，是因为他自己的缘故。
And God wanting to blot out our transgressions, this is by the love of God.
你会看到说，因为他自己，所以涂抹我们的罪过。
And we can see in verse 25 that he says that he is doing this for his own sake.
我们看神跟亚伯拉罕
And God made a covenant with Abraham.
神答应亚伯拉罕的子孙要跟天上星海边的沙这么多。
And God had promised Abraham that his descendants will be as the multitude of stars in the sky and the sand on by the sea.
Promise 是神的应许哦。
And this is a promise from God.
然后再来雅各。 神对雅各对以色列都是爱护有加神的选民呐。
And afterwards, with Jacob and also Israel, he made promise.
我们会看到神为了他自己的选民愿意除抹以色列民的罪。
And because God wanted to save the Israelites, so he is willing to blot out their transgressions.
所以神在这个约当中先做他自己的部分。
So in this covenant, God does his own part first.
对，在这个约当中哦，不是因为以色列民特别敬畏神，不是哦。
And in this covenant, it is not because the Israelites worshipped God.
只因为神的爱哦，神因为爱亚伯拉罕的后裔，跟他们立约之后，因为这样子，所以涂抹以色列民的罪过。
But instead, it is because God had a lot of love for Abraham and his descendants, so he was willing to blot out their transgressions. So today, for us spiritual Israelites,
今天绝对不是因为你跟我特别的好，神才拣选，绝对不是。
And it is not because you and me today are very great so that God chose us.
神的拣选也就是因为跟我们这个属灵的以色列民立了约了，新约了。
But it is because God has also made his covenant with us.
神也因为这个新约，是一个新约，愿意派耶稣基督来到这个世界上来扛我们的罪啊。
And in this new covenant, God has sent Jesus to earth to die for our sins.
然后来涂抹我们的罪过啊。
And to also blot out our transgressions.
好，这样子呢，这样再下来才会说，我不纪念你们的罪恶啊，神不纪念我们的罪恶。
And that is why God also says, I will not remember your sins.
所以今天我们理所当然更需要记得神的救恩啊。
So because of this, we even more need to remember the salvation of God.
好，当我们读以赛亚书的时候，看到神对以色列民的恩典跟怜悯，要让我们立刻想到说，今天的主耶稣，今天神对我们的怜悯跟爱心呐。
And when we read the book of Isaiah and see the mercy and love God had for the Israelites, it is a reminder for us today of the love and mercy that he has given to us.
好，让我们更抓紧神啊。
And it allows us to hold on to God.
让我们不会想要一刻放弃神。
And there will not be a single thought of letting God go.
今天我们有时候会想要 有时候就会想要离开或放弃这个信仰，多半的原因就是因为我们不够珍惜了，有时候不够珍惜呢神对我们的恩典。So
a lot of times we may think about walking away from God or walking away from this faith, and the reason a lot of times is because we do not truly treasure this salvation.
我们看保罗，新约的保罗。
So let's take a look at Paul.
你看保罗说我是罪魁啊，罪人中的罪人呐。
And Paul says that he is the worst of all sinners.
但是这个神呢，却把我从罪人中的罪人拣选出来呀。
But God still chose me out of the sinners.
好，所以我不得不 compel， 他用这个字，我不得不爱神了。
He says that he is compelled to love God, and he cannot let go of God.
好，你会看到保罗一直认为说，我其实是不配的啊。
And Paul, he constantly says that he is not worthy.
可是这个神这么爱我，我不做都不行啊。
But because this God loves me so much, I do not have a choice to not do his work.
所以我们看到信仰上那个保罗那个动力是没有办法被移动的，摇不动的。
So we can see here that the faith of Paul is immovable.
保罗有没有遇到困难？他困难可多了。
And did Paul encounter difficulties? His difficulties are many.
好，他到最后一个结论，他说 难道是刀剑饥饿赤身肉体这些种种要让我离开这个基督吗？不会的 ，no， 不会的。
And at the end, Paul mentioned that even though he has encountered death and mocking, he will not let go of God.
所以今天的我们也在这个新约恩典的时代里面。
So today, when we are living, in our faith today.
好，那在这种 under the grace 哈，在这样的恩典里面呢，其实我们的圣经道理都听了很多，懂很多了。
And because we are living in this period of grace from God, we understand a lot of His teachings.
然后再借由圣灵的浇灌，让我们更容易去了解神的意思哈。
And through the Holy Spirit, we may even have a more deeper understanding of God.
所以在这些种种的帮助之下，哈，让我们要能够非常清楚确认神的恩惠。
So knowing this, we have to be very certain in our belief in God.
那非常确认神的救恩。
And we have to be very certain in this salvation plan from God.
对，那这样子我们就能够抓住这个 salvation plan， 这个神的救恩的计划呢，不会放手。
And because we hold on to God, we will not let go of this salvation plan.
那我们能够把这样的信仰的态度跟观念当成一个基础，从这样来开始往上建，那我们就把信仰建立在一个非常稳固的根基上。
And if we use this as a foundation for our faith, then our faith will be very stable.
我们就不会再去试其他的信仰。
And we will not try out other religions.
我们更不会去其他的教会。
We will not try other churches.
因为我们自己知道非常确认，很 confirm 哈，确认知道说我们在的地方就是神拣选我们的地方。
Because we can be very certain that where we are right now is where God has chosen us.
所以基于这样呢，能够重新，能够不应该说重新，应该说继续建立我们对神的信仰哈。
And through this, we can continue to hold on to God and hold on to our faith.
再扩大哈，同样的基于用这样当 base 哦，用这样当 base 呢，来带领我们自己的家庭。
And using this as a foundation, we can use it to lead our family.
那同样的用这样的信仰态度呢，来服侍我们的教会。
And then we can use this attitude to serve the church.
这样子我们就不会轻言放弃了。
And this way, we will not simply let go and give up.
哦，因为神已经给了我们这么多的怜悯哈，我们真的应该说。没有资格说放弃离弃神，没有资格了。
Because God has given us so much mercy, that we do not have the right, to even let go or give up.
对，神让我们又有再一次的机会哦，再有一次的机会，能够重新去见神呐。
God has given us this chance, to be able to, meet God once again.
对，从没有到有，从不能再见到能够再见，这都是恩典呐。
From a point where we could not have seen God to where we have the hope of seeing God, this is all by the grace of God.
对，所以你说这是不是奇迹？这真的是奇迹啊！
So this is a miracle.
所以我们要见证神的恩典啊！
And we must testify this grace of God.
好，所以我们在刚，因为这次只有到第47章哈，所以我们就跟大家一起来学习这40章到47章的里面的一些神的。以色列民的一些历史，同一时间提醒我们自己在信仰上的进步。
So through these chapters, we can learn from the Israelites, and at the same time, use it as a lesson to improve our own faith.
其实最重要的就是抓住神，不要离开神。
But the most important thing is to hold on to God and never let go.
神不会离开我们。
Because God will not let go of us.
只有我们会放弃而已。
Only we will let go of God.
好，所以我们抓得住的话，我们抓得紧神，神就会亲自带着我们。
So if we hold on to God, then God will for sure guide us.
好，我们一起来唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
206.
206.
206首。
Hymn 206.